And I'm Paul, and this is Gamercast episode 14. Woo.
I apologize, Paul, he's not feeling very well. And I'm tired because I've just got back from my grand's.
Yeah, we're knackered.
Yeah. But this is episode 14, Gamercast Live.
Yeah, woo, it's live, so that means we've got people in the chat room listening live as we're recording it. Woo.
Yeah, so far we have Jafar, which is Unreal Tony, Catmu, and Bobman.
Bob Dude.
Can't think and read at the same time, my brain doesn't work like that. Right. There weren't really, well, there were quite a lot of mail, but...
It was all junk.
Junk mail.
You know, it was all arguing about how crap Red versus Blue is, or something.
Although, I did mention, with my little post, that I must admit, Red versus Blue Series 4 is seriously picked up. But I missed out on Series 3 of trying to figure out who the scary purple guy is.
Donut. With purple armor.
But anyway.
The purple guy?
Yeah, who sounds like a Doctor Evil sort of bloke.
Dufresne, isn't it? It's Doc.
I thought it was Doc, but I was like... Because they're talking about they need a doctor, so they're going to go see him, and I was like...
Yeah, man, the Bob man agrees.
I know, I missed all of it. Oh,
it was really cool when they actually introduced Doc, though, because yeah, everyone was calling him Doc and stuff like that, and he said he wasn't going to stick, and then it flashed up with, you know, in the music, with the Doc thing going behind him and all that sort of stuff. That was cool.
Yeah. I've seen it where Doc arrives.
Oh, well, don't spoil it. I've not seen any of that.
And I've
actually, yes, I have. You can talk about that.
And I've seen the end of series, a bit of season 3, where they have to go to Sidewinder, and Church goes back in time, and he ends up multiplying himself, and he did not make any sense because I didn't watch the episode beforehand.
Don't shut up. I've not seen that.
We're freaky. But anyway, yeah. So mail was okay. A few things were wanted to be mentioned.
Do the Minish Cap thing. We'll shut Tony up for now.
What was the other thing that was someone else mentioned about that Colossus?
Shadow of the whatever it is.
Yeah, they wanted to. It's basically IQC, QIC, ICQ.
What?
The puzzle game. Someone write it on the chat room quick so I can figure it out. Something of the Colossus. It's the sequel to. We were talking about it a minute ago.
I'm eating now, leave me alone.
Alright, well, that game that's out, it looks quite good. It's a sequel to that game that sounds like ICQ, so...
The Shadow of the Colossus, dude.
Yeah. But, anyway, shall I do my...
Yeah, do your Minish Cap.
Yeah, Minish Cap.
Whatever it is.
Game Boy Advance. It rocks.
It's on the Game Boy Advance?
Yeah. Ugh. Do you like the whole going back... one thing that
Why isn't it on the DS?
It's gone a little bit more back to the whole original Game Boy sort of feel to the whole thing, being able to put the shield on whichever button you want, so you can pull it out whenever, which was like the original, not Link's, is it Link's Awakening? Yeah, Link's Awakening. A bit more like
Don't
that.
Don't ask me, all I've played on the Game Boy is Doom.
So, very cool.
Doom.
I must admit, if you are stuck on the first...
Oh, Doom is a brilliant game, isn't
Temple
it?
Temple thing.
yeah. Just get on with it, will you?
I found the way out was the rotating barrel. There's a hole in it that you've got to get rid of a spiderweb using your sucking barrel, and that drops you down to the last key to get into the dungeon if you ever get stuck.
Right, in Doom, you've got a shotgun.
That
and you
confused the hell out of me. I was stuck since the day I bought it, and I only figured it out before Christmas. So yeah, that's Minish Cap. It rules. Buy it. You're
right.
Not a Zelda fan, shoot yourself.
Bobman deserves a bit of a slap. he what exactly did he say? Oh, that's Wester. Nope, don't want Wester. Here we go. Driving simulations on the PC. I don't know any, but he said that compared to Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo is crap. It's so bad. I mean, they like go on about how it's a simulator and you drive into another car and you bounce off. It's like bumper cars. You know, the ultimate simulator on a console, because there probably is one better on the PC, is Forza Motorsport. So yeah, don't if you want an answer, don't put Gran Turismo in it, because I'll just do my rant about how crap Gran Turismo is.
Actually, I know what Gran Turismo is a simulation of.
Being crap.
It's a simulation of an arcade game. They got it wrong. It's, well, it's supposed to be a simulation of real life. Look at PGR 3.
Pwnage.
Whoosh! But yeah, we were actually having to think about it.
Well, hey, we've got the chat room in flames now.
Yeah. I must admit, I can't really think of much. The only racing game that I've seen popping up now and again for PC is either Conor McRae Rally or bloody your favourite, EA's Need for Speed.
Need for crap.
That's all that ever comes up.
Oh, well, there was a, it was, what was it called? It was began with G. GCR? GRC? I don't know what it is, but there is a game on the PC which is pretty cool, apparently. I don't know what it's called, though, so tough luck.
Basically, I do a search for PC sim game, racing sim games.
Yeah, what else? He had a go at my keyboard as well.
Yeah, here's a nice keyboard. It's black, and it's got a zoom button that you can't seem to get out from.
Look, via RC, it scrolls up and down. Like a scroll wheel.
It is very nice. I have one. I've got the old white one.
Tocker?
Ugh. Yeah, there is Tocker Racing.
Anyway, back to the keyboard. There's nothing wrong with an ergonomic keyboard. You know, my wrist is a lot better now than it used to be.
Well,
I used to have pains in my wrist like all the time, like shooting all the way up my arm as well.
I don't get pains in my wrist, I get them in my elbow because I suffer from tennis elbow. I get tennis elbow through using the mouse.
I get pain, well, in the summer especially, I get pain on my elbow because I rest it on there and it rubs all the skin off.
Because no one realises, see, this is a health section of GamerCast. No one realises that tennis elbow is all to do with movement of the wrist. Rotating the lower bone in your arm that rubs against the tendon in your elbow at the bottom bit there. I get it from using a mouse. That's why when you saw at my house, I'm left-handed with a mouse.
Because
this hand's given up. I can't use a mouse for a long period of time with that hand, so I've got to use left-handed. I'm partially ambidextrous, so I'm alright.
Oh, they need one of those things like in Flight of the Navigator.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A chair with the things that came up.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
I've seen something that looks like that. It was a left-handed gamer thing, and you kind of slid left and right and forwards and backwards on this arm.
Yeah, I mean, just having like that, and you can have the keyboard.
So it was a bit like having two analog sticks on a joypad for a first-person shooter. Instead of using these keys, you use your mouse.
Hey, man, I'm a WASD guy. I used the WASD keys.
You know what I mean? And instead of using WASD, you would use that, and you would go left, right, forwards and backwards. Bit bizarre because you've got that whole Flight of the Navigator, it's like being miniaturized and having to use an Xbox 360 controller and it being about the size of your bed. But no, it's quite cool.
Yeah.
We've really got off topic there, didn't we? But at least.
Flight of the Navigator is on topic. Flight of the Navigator is cool and therefore it's on topic. I want to see that now.
I always liked the bit with the. All the animals.
Yeah, they were cool.
With that big eye.
Yay!
Wait. See, I don't use WASD because I'm left-handed with a mouse, so I have to use the keys.
Well, I used to use the cursor keys, but I got fed up with having to redefine all the games. And it's easier with an ergonomic keyboard to use those than that.
But, yeah, back to the keyboard, it is rather sweet. It's nice.
Better than mine. I mean, you press a button like calculator, and the calculator comes up.
Oh, there's a counter.
Well, hey.
Speak of the devil.
And you've got back and forward buttons with a browser. And you've got this nice padding, which is really nice. And you've got the weird thing, which makes it all backwards and upside down as well.
Which you can get your head around.
No.
But anyway.
Well, I like leaning back and using the keyboard.
You got a newsflash as well.
Newsflash? Where?
Third line down.
What are you about?
You wanted to say you spend more time.
Oh yeah, the keyboard.
Yeah, this is you wanted
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, we're
about
still
the
talking about
the
that.
Keyboard.
Chill, man. Chill.
No,
I'm talking about
the
keyboard. Yeah, I do actually spend more time working on the computer than playing games.
That's why he doesn't have a gaming keyboard. I wouldn't want a gaming keyboard.
There was a really cool keyboard they showed on forums a while ago, and all the actual buttons were LEDs. And so what you could do is set it to a profile of a game and it would change the faces of all buttons to be like forward or backwards and stuff like that. So instead of having T as talk, T representing talk, it actually says talk. And all the number keys are actually, they show an image of the weapon they'd switch to in that game. So that was a cool idea. The bad thing was, it was a flat, straight keyboard, and it was probably going to be really cheap and nasty anyway. But if they could get that onto that,
then it would roll.
Yeah, because I could change all the keys to say, "You suck, Wester," and then I could have a single key that I press that, and I, you know, "You suck, Wester," and it just puts it on the screen automatically. You could have it tied to a wave on the computer.
Your life would be made so much easier.
Silence.
I was reading. I bet you can't use Daz keyboard.
What's that mean?
Who the hell's Daz? Does he have white or whites? Sorry, my humour. Moving along slowly, we've talked about Minish Cap, we've talked about your keyboard and Gran Turismo.
We're not going to look on Google, we're busy doing the thing. Just tell us.
Tell us, damn it.
Should I do my little bit on the Battle for Middle Earth?
Yeah, go on then.
I downloaded the demo and it's cool. That's it.
Would you say better than?
It's got potential. It's got potential to be better than the first one. The thing I liked about the first one, although personally, a lot of people said the first one was too simple. I didn't mind that because the combat was still there.
Definitely.
But I mean, I usually play against El Ritardo, and he wouldn't be able to get his head around building a base.
Yeah, I that was the thing I liked about the first one, was that whole base building. Fair enough, it's a bit of a shame that the orcs all they got were camps, so I always kept being the humans. But I did like the whole being able to shut your doors, the orcs coming and attack, and you've got a base, and they've got all the devices to destroy your base. They've got those towers that they can climb up to climb in over your thing, they can catapult.
Well, yeah, the sides in number two is they've merged Gondor and Rohan into Men of the West. They've got Men of the East, they've got the dwarfs, elves, Men of the West, and then on the evil side, they've got Isengard, Mordor, and the goblins.
Sweet.
The goblins are pretty cool because they can climb walls.
Yeah, like the goblins of Moria. I haven't watched Lord of the Rings ages. Actually, I was watching it a while ago, but I wasn't actually watching to it. I was listening to it while I was doing my new little project. I'm building Ultra Magnus in 3D Studio Max for my showreel. Transformer.
Stop wasting time on that and spend time doing GamerCast.
I do in between. I'm just spending.
You've got to do a daily GamerCast section now. You've got too much time on your hands.
It's for my showreel to try and get a job. Right.
I've given you a job, GamerCast.
It just
well. Doesn't make any money.
Right.
Because we've got Bobman and Tony not giving us any money.
Give me money. Now. My little stint here for... my dad pronounced this. He goes, Morpeg.
Morpeg? It's Mumurg.
I said, no one pronounces it by its initial. It's not like CGI. People actually say Massive Multiplayer Online and then say RPG because everyone knows what RPG is.
Rocket Propelled Grenade.
Exactly. So there's two out at the moment that are beta testing and soon for release. The newest one for release will be RF Online. Most everybody's probably seen the adverts.
No.
Around.
What's it about?
It's very much kind of a Final Fantasy style. Ah. Oh, screensaver. Three different clans to play as. One of them's kind of like an android. The other one's kind of like. Looks very elvish, long ears, staffs, very Phantasy Star Online, use magic, and then there's some that look like engineers and they drive kind of like mech suits, very Japanese anime style. Looks quite good, but I haven't got the money to start adding anything else other than playing World of Warcraft. Then there's...
You've forgotten
it. Yeah, mine's. I should write it down. Dungeons and Dragons is beta testing at the moment, so Dungeons and Dragons Online. Don't know how that's going to do fair competing with the fact that EverQuest 2 is out and doing very well. Also the fact that Guild Wars is out and it's free, and the fact that World of Warcraft is doing incredibly well. So How it's going to survive, I don't know. And then the big one, which my mate managed to get me in touch with, I went onto the website, and I've applied for a job, so if I get the job, I'll move into Arizona, but I doubt I will. The company is called... Oh, what is it? Oh, flipping now, I've forgotten what it's called. It's called Something Mountain. Not Shenron Mountain, Oh, I give up. I'll tell you in a minute.
Mount Everest.
But basically, the company has...
Ben Nevis. Snowdonia.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I can actually see it. The words. Yeah, I'll think about it in a minute. I'll ask the chat room in a minute. Basically, the game...
Yeah, chat room people. Think of a mountain, which is in Arizona, which gives people jobs.
I'm building it up and I've lost all my oomph now.
Just get on with
it. Basically, the company's got the rights from MGM to make the first massive multiplayer online game based off the acclaimed sci-fi series Stargate and Stargate Atlantis. Concept
Stargate
art.
Went downhill.
They're on season 9, it's rocking. They've got John Crichton from Farscape in there now. He rocks.
They're getting desperate. They need to get Crichton from Red Dwarf in there.
So
they can replace the
Cheyenne. That's it. Cheyenne Mountain. I knew it would come to me. The mountain that's the Stargate base is built in. The company's called Cheyenne Mountain. It's their first game. So yeah, it's the company's called Cheyenne Mountain, and they're making the new Stargate Atlantis massive multiplayer online game.
Can I butt in and reply to Tony?
Yeah.
Tony says on the chat room, "We took your London Bridge, noob. Now it's in Arizona." Yeah, but you bought London Bridge thinking it was Tower Bridge. In your face, noob.
Tower Bridge rules.
Yeah, they bought the crappy London Bridge, which is like this crappy wooden plank bridge. They bought it thinking it was Tower Bridge.
You can't buy Tower... You can't get Tower Bridge. Tower Bridge...
It's not incorrect, it's true, man. I said it was true, therefore it's true. Anyway, we've built a new London Bridge now, so in your face.
But anyway... Yeah, so I applied for a job as character animator. Sent me an email, sent my CV and stuff. And if I get the job, I might be moving to Arizona.
Yeah, that'd be good doing gamer cast.
I'll be doing it. I'll be having to get up crack of dawn to do it.
Do it from in work. Hey man, this is what I'm working on this week, and I'm just gonna leak this build.
No, I wouldn't do that, because I really want a job with the company, because they're looking quite good. So, yeah, no, it's all good.
Yeah, piss off to Arizona.
Next, Star Wars. Empire at War.
Yeah, I picked this up on Friday. Sort of. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've not really had a chance to play it, because I've got this flu thing, and it's really pissing me off. But it's pretty cool.
No, I must admit, I'm looking forward to giving it a bit more of a bash and see what is capable. Because on the demo, you could only do so much. So a lot of the build stuff was all switched off. So
we didn't have skirmish mode at all.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite interesting. I'm really interested to see what skirmish mode is going to be like in outer space.
Yeah, it's okay, I guess. You build ships, but the cool thing within space is you can. You know, like you've got the reinforcement points in the land battles.
Mm.
In space, you can reinforce your ships anywhere which you can see.
Yeah, because I suppose it's the whole light speed. Which is quite cool. Something squeaking in the background.
Just a mouse, don't worry.
Right. And then my last but not least, The Legend of Zelda. If you go on to Google Video and type in just Zelda...
And type in Red versus Blue.
Type in Zelda. I've tried it with The Legend of Zelda. It might come up with Legend of Zelda, but I just typed in Zelda. And they've got some videos of people playing part of the demo of the game. Not release demo, just playing what's made so far of the game. You've got this instant... interesting bit with Link learning how to nick the sword off the back of someone, showing him how to get his sword and stuff. It looks like he spends more time in his civilian clothes at the beginning, a little bit more interesting compared to the the first one. I'm going to have to be quick because I'm making Paul fall asleep. But it, there's a couple of videos on there showing parts of the game being actually played, which was quite nice to see, because so far all I've ever seen is that original trailer repeated again and again and again and again and again.
Right, now we're going to talk about a decent game. You see that game there?
What, Dune?
It's called Doom 3. It's a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game. It scared the crap out of me. Fair enough, I was completely overly drunk and sat in the dark playing.
Okay. Why are they talking about bridges on the chat room? That's so dumb.
And Catmoo's left. She's gone.
Fine, leave, I don't care.
London Bridge.
Well, she's still listening, so I don't know what's going on.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down.
I used to know how to play that. Then I got too old and forgot.
How long have we been recording for?
Only about 20 minutes.
Oh, this is a short episode. Yeah, I must admit, at the moment...
Yeah, we're tough, we're knackered. I've got the flu, and Adam's gay, I don't know.
Yeah, just announce that to the world. Yeah, I'm gay. But really, I like women. deep down.
You like women like Bob Mann.
Me and Bob Mann rock every night. Only joking, mate. Only joking. Right, yeah, that's pretty much it. We apologise for the lack of content, but it's been a quiet week, and there's not much happening in the gaming industry. You know, it's a bit... Apart from the new light that's looking a little bit more sexy now for the DS light, the smaller one.
Oh, yeah.
That should be coming out really soon. And apart from the fact that Play.com has shoved in... Ghost Recon onto their drop-down list for the timer, telling you how many days. It's giving it the sense that everything's looking a little bit more final. I must say Oblivion's looking a bit closer as well.
Yeah, Oblivion has to be close.
So, all I can say to all you people out there in podcast land, can't really call it radio land, can you?
Can you just call it the blogosphere, I don't know.
The blogosphere. All you people in the blogosphere, save your money. This March is going to be bloody expensive.
Yeah.
Get ready on your trade-ins.
Do not trade in games. Buy new games only. Do not sell old games. We are EA and Sony.
Have they never heard of something called eBay?
No.
Then they realise that everybody would sell their games on eBay if you stopped them selling...
Fleabay.
...on stores. It's a disgrace, really. We're starting to gibber.
Yeah, well, it's a short episode, so we're trying to desperately fill it up with content.
Filling it up with content.
I think that's actually an excuse to end, though, because I'm feeling really crap.
Yeah. Paul's had enough, and that's it. But please keep the comments coming in.
Oof, shut up. Haven't been able to send donation. Need to put some cash in the account first. Can't use PayPal either. Money. Just send us the money.
Then we can put it in a high interest account and we might be able to save up for a nice, cozy little server. We could have more people.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we could get, say, 60 quid a month, we could have a Windows Media server and we could do video with the webcam as well as audio, and we could have hundreds of people listening at once.
Yeah, see, there is only one way you can actually get funding for anything like this, and you see it so many times on the internet. You need a very sexy 18-year-old girl sitting in front of the webcam. It's the only way people pay for this sort of stuff.
Catherine's 18. Catherine's sexy.
She lives too far away. But you really want her sitting there in her underwear in front of the camera?
No.
Exactly. There we go. There's my point. And it's well sharpened. With a pencil sharpener.
We get Damien in or something.
Yeah. We'll just get a girl. I'm sure lots of girls will want to see Damien.
No, we need to get Bob Man.
Bob Man, give us money now.
Bob Man, give us money now. Come down here and pose in your underwear.
No, I wanted the money, not Bob Man. Use Bob Man, Jafar says. Well, we wanted him to get.
We would use Unreal Tony, but he's too far away, so tough.
Just send us the money. We could post money, post pictures, post anything. We need a raffle. That's what we need. We need to make some money. We need a raffle. We'll sell some money on eBay. I wonder if that's legal, if you could sell someone on eBay.
Probably.
That'd be cool.
So what the hell's that?
It's a cable.
Okay, what was that?
The funniest thing, I was talking to my mate online, and her webcam kept rocking backwards and forwards, and all of a sudden all I saw was a flash of ceiling, and then I just got cable galore as it fallen down the back of the tower. Oh, it's bizarre. It's like the adventure of webcam in the back of a PC.
Hey.
Right, I think that's pretty much it. You know where to send everything. Please shove any comments about the show or anything else you want to talk about at gamercast.net on each episode. Usual stuff, and find all your information out at portalforums.net. And please send us your emails. Anything that's funny, hilarious, anything you find on the web would be quite cool. I must admit, I think the whole chocolate milk. Get me your you lied to me. Get me chocolate milk. That was hilarious. I want more of that. I want more of that next episode. If anybody can find us any cool videos for us to watch.
Oh, did you see the Halo 2 kid?
Halo 2 kid.
Who like threw a right wobbly?
Is that one that sat there with the door right to his left?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's nice. We need to get that one on the next show. Definitely. We're feeling a bit more up to it. We need some more funny stuff to put on the show. So, rock on. More emails, and we'll see you next week. We should have a better episode.
Next week will be a lot better because, one, I'm working a lot less this week coming, so I'm going to be a lot less knackered. Hopefully this flu thing will be gone.
Mm.
And another cool thing is we'll probably actually be able to play Empire at War, so I might actually know something about it.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
Yeah, about Chicka Bow Wow.
Bow Chicka Bow Wow.
Oh yeah, cool thing. Cool final thing. Announcement. That some dude on the forums, Quakeaholic I think his name is, he's renting a Counter-Strike server, and it's being branded for the Half-Life Portal site.
Oh yeah, that's what we'd like to hear.
And what we'd like to hear is money coming in for the Netherbox.
Yeah, if you are listening,
and you have lots of money, and you want to give it to us.
Sponsorship. We do not mind selling out.
If you are EA or Sony, we can change our opinions on you very quickly.
Yeah, for the right money, you can have your product talked about. For the better money, we would even show your product, because if someone gives us enough money, we can have the media center server, and we will wave your product in front. You will have to give it to us for free. I ain't buying someone's product to wave around in front of a camera. I want free, even if it's like a demo.
Hopefully next week I'll show some of the Windows Vista games.
Ooh.
Have you seen them?
You showed me chess.
Did I show you Purple Palace?
Was that the thing where you were cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy. Splodge a bit of this, bit of cream, cherry on top. Oh my god.
Anyway, we actually ended the show notes like 10 minutes ago. We've just been blabbering.
Blabber, blabber, blabber. We ought to put a little note partway through saying, right,
this is the real end of the episode. Now we're just like talking.
Turn off if you don't want to listen to me and Paul gibber on about God knows what. And some good news. Well, it's not really good for anybody who's listening, but it's good for me. I finally got my radio in my car, so I can listen to music on the way to GamerCast, which is cool. I've been having to spend the last couple of weeks humming.
Have you got a CD player in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can listen to GamerCast on your way to record GamerCast. Yeah, I'll burn you a CD off now.
Sweet. Right, that's it for this week. We'll see you all next week. Hopefully with a bit more of a better show and Paul feeling better and not feeling like shit.
Yeah.
And that's it for this week.
Yep, catch you next week.
Later.